So it's 11:30 on Saturday morning. I've got my scarf, I've got my shirt, I've got my hat. It's time to get myself to King's Cross St Pancras and hopefully Nottingham. Come on, you yellows. I've just taken a short tube journey. I'm at King's Cross St Pancras. The place is absolutely buzzing. It's full of people off on holiday to France, but unfortunately we're a good few years off getting into Europe yet. One of the things I really do like about something like this is the way you meet fans from other teams. Just bumped into some Huddersfield, West Ham and Cambridge United fans. Such is the way of football on a Saturday. It reminds you that everyone's only here for one thing. It's 2:30, after a long and peaceful train journey. I've made it to Nottingham Forest Station. A little bit delayed though, so hot thing it now over to get myself to the ground in time. Teams are on the way out. Can Norwich City claim just their third win in 11 games and start to turn around this inconsistent run of form? Can they claim revenge after Tuesday's horrific 4-0 loss at Middlesbrough? We shall wait and see. 15 minutes in and it's absolutely all Forest at the minute. Norwich look unable to contain them really, particularly bright down the wings. Tom Ince has fired over. Currently the away support very much becalmed in light of this. The Canaries lead, Johnny Howson with the goal. Fantastic bit of individual work, offered a bit of movement, got the 1-2, the return pass and fired a right footed shot right into the bottom corner. The Canaries lead. Half-time whistle is about to blow at any minute now. Norwich have looked much the better side since getting that goal through Johnny Howson. And there it goes. Johnny Howson really running the show for Norwich in the last 20 minutes. The Canaries really growing in confidence. Encouraging here that we can go and get a result. But let's wait and see. Half-time, Norwich City 1, Nottingham Forest 0. Norwich City have managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, conceding twice in the last 7 minutes, including a goal deep in stoppage time on the break from Mikel Antonio. Forest were probably value for the point, but absolutely devastating to manage to lose the game from there. Defence did look vulnerable throughout the game, and it wasn't too surprising that Forest had managed to breach it. Better get myself home now and try and make sure I don't miss my train. It's 7:20. Mercifully, the train's decided to be on time today. Anything else would have just added insult to injury, as they say, on a day that, well, started so promisingly and ended in tears. Pain is starting to dissolve thanks to lovely bit of Ed Sheeran on the train. Ultimately, this will be a great test of the character Neil Adams has got in our squad, because we're going to need some serious bounce-back ability now. There's a lot of football left to play this season, though, so it's far too early to get downhearted about it all. Shout out to my little brother Edward, who couldn't make it today. He's normally great for entertainment value. But I've been Michael McCann, giving you a day in the life of a Norwich City away fan. Hope you've enjoyed it. Over and out.